With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
That's Gerard Farrelly. Myself and Gerard have been discussing the major behind-the-scenes revelations that he was able to share from Dancing with the Stars. Because the thing that amazed me when I watch it, the thing I am mesmerized by, is Arthur's hair. I love it. I think there's somewhere, there should be a version of it in the Smithsonian as this is what hair can be. You said it smells good too.
It smells incredible.
Does
like
it?
It's unbelievable. You can actually smell it when you walk into a room. You walked into the room like, Arthur's here. And you're just kind of hanging around behind him like going, I have to get a whiff of this. I don't know what it is. He said he uses like a combination of scents, different scents.
Oh, he like layers things
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This man knows smells. And he smells spectacular.
Well, this led to an interesting revelation where I happened to mention off the back of that the other individual who smells very good, not for hair reasons, but just generally, is Keith Duffy. And I'm not the only person to have told you this.
Yes, I was doing a research call with another radio station during the week and they said...
Have you smelled Keith Duffy?
Have you smelled Keith Duffy? They said, I think he's on the show this week, wait till you smell him. And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. I have to get away for this.
Keith Duffy smells not just good, he smells expensive. Do you know that kind of thing where you go, somebody invested money in that?
Yes, yep. Well, somebody bought property at the right time.
That's not Lynx Africa.
Exactly. Yeah, you respect him as well as enjoy the smell.
Tell me about the experience of it. Because you see, I'm surprised. I'm always surprised by you. I would have thought that given the industry that you're in, that at this point you should be cynical and wizened and dead inside. Because I think that's what happens to comedians. I may be wrong.
You're 100% right.
You appear to have genuinely enjoyed dancing about.
I loved every single second of it. And you know what the problem is? I'm trying to write a new show at the moment. And I obviously want to do 15 minutes about Dancing with the Stars. And I cannot find anything to be cynical about. I cannot find anything to be jaded about. I cannot like take the piss out of it. I feel like all my skills have gone because I just found so much joy in this 8 weeks or 3 months that I did. It was fantastic.
Because of what? Because of the performance element of it? Because of the... glossy, glitzy, good crack bit, or because of the training and fitness side?
I think it was a combination of all. And I think it was also a big surprise. Everything was a surprise because I didn't want to do it. I really didn't want to do it. I said no to it twice. I went in for a meeting with them because my agent was like, just go in and have a meeting. And I went in furious because I was like, I've enough to be doing. This is a waste of my time. And now I'm just sitting in front of these poor people.
What are you going into a meeting for? Like, it would be one thing if, you know, if you said, what is this project? I've never heard of it. It's the inaugural. It's Dancing with the Stars. What are they going to tell you? You don't know.
Well, what happened was I think my agent just thought, like, you will love this. And I was like, I really won't. I'm not a showman. I don't consider myself a performer. To me, comedy is a writing job, that the end of it is the last bit is you go on stage and you do it. Like, that's the way I think of it. So the idea of going on, I was like, I'm not a happy clappy showman. And by God, when I saw the photographs after every dress rehearsal, because I remember after the first week, we did the tango and they do the press shots at the dress rehearsal, the dress run through. And the photographer came up to me and was like, what are we going to do about your face? I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, you just need to smile, like something. And every photograph I look like a corpse. And even though I was trying to assure Stephen, who I was dancing with, was like, no, I'm having a really good time. He was like, well, tell your face.
You have resting angry face.
I really do.
So explain to me the thing of how you haven't become jaded. How are you still nice?
Me?
Yeah.
I think I'm an awful...
No, you're still nice. I've met some comedians in my time, bro.
Yeah, I know. Look, yeah, there's a whole tier of comedians and like we're coming up to festival season now and this is when you see all the egos coming out. Oh, it's fascinating. Wait, the billing conversation starts on mixed bills now.
Oh, this do they? Yes, who gets top billing? Yeah. No, really?
Yeah. And my approach is always saying, let the baby have the bottle. It's all good with me. If I get to go home early, I'm more than happy.
Does it make a difference to anything other than ego? If you are the top on the bill, do you sell more tickets?
No.
Not a bit?
No. I don't even, I'm very cynical about festivals. I don't think they sell tickets at all for your solo show. I think people go, I've seen them. Why would I see him again? So, I mean, from that point of view, I like an easy life, Anton. You know, so even being a support for years, the idea of like starting work at 8 and finishing at 8:45, I mean, that's absolutely lovely. I mean, I'm the headline act now, so I'm offended.
Well, it is ironic
that I had to work till 10.
Julie J, who we spoke to recently, who is your support, yes, and has been, said exactly the same thing. Show up at 8, you go home at 8:35, Grod's problem.
Absolutely, yeah, exactly. It's like, no matter how bad they are, she goes out the door at 8:30. And there's even the thing of like, do you want me to shout you on from the Voice of God mic? You know, there's a voice in the, a mic in the wings. You know, please welcome to the stage, Grod Farrelly. And she said, do you want me to do that? And I was like, absolutely not. You're grand. I did years of support where you were waiting around for the interval. I'm like, I could do that myself, Julie. I've been there before. Off you go. Back to Kerry.
Are you your own Voice of God?
Yeah.
I find that very strange. I've seen comedians do it a lot. I find it very odd to go, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, yeah, me.
It's actually worse at the Edinburgh Fringe, because at the Edinburgh Fringe, you're essentially performing in a wardrobe. And like, you're standing there behind a curtain and they can see your feet. Like, and you're like, please welcome to the stage, Garrod Farrelly, pretending he's not here to lose a fortune.
Did you sell any tickets off Dancing with the Stars? Because I can't imagine somebody sits at home and goes, that's a hell of a samba. Bet he's funny.
I would say, not only did I not sell a ticket off it, I would say, I think I did a little bit of a metrics look at my Instagram, and I think I got maybe 100 followers in the 4 months of dancing. So, and they did tell me going in, just like, it doesn't sell tickets. It has its own very dedicated audience. And my agent said that to me. He's like, this is not a profile thing. This is just if you want to do it for you. And I mean, God, I loved every second of it. It was... every single day was just so special. I really, really, it's the thing I'm most proud of that I've ever done. I've learned I just learned so much about myself through the process.
No, go away. You didn't.
No, I swear to God. I know it sounds like
growth arse.
I'm exactly the same. I was such a cynical person.
Go away.
Because I was so...
like, what did you learn about yourself that you didn't know going in because you danced around for a while?
Well, I didn't realise how hung up I was about so much of the like masculine, feminine stuff. Oh. I really did. Like, because I went into it and Stephen used to get very excited because he's a straight man. He would get very excited about things. Like, he's like, ooh, I'm going to get dipped on television. I've been dancing for 30 years and I've never had that happen. This is so exciting. Whereas I went
in. You portray him as a very camp straight man, it has to be said.
And I've said it to him loads of times. Like, you know what, Stephen, you'd be an amazing gay. Like, you'd be just perfect at it. But, yeah, and I remember even at the start, I used to be saying, like, I don't want to be too flouncy. I don't want to be too, you know, feminine. And, you know, I was just so concerned about all this stuff and looking vulnerable and, like, being lifted and all of this stuff. And then she got 3 weeks in and you're like, twirl me like a princess. I had no idea that all of that stuff was just hanging around. Because Stephen is the most, like, he's played soccer, he played rugby, he was a dancer, but he's the most masculine man you'll meet. Like, and then, you know, he just was so excited about doing all of this like twirly stuff. And I just got on board and I had a great time.
Please tell me that somewhere on a website that you own will be a t-shirt for sale that says twirl me like a princess, because I desperately want one.
I'll get it made for you, Anton. Honest to God though, I mean, you get so into it. And by the end, at the start, I was just like really conscious of the costumes. And then by the end...
Now, how did you end up paired with a man? How does that happen? Is there a discussion where they say, Grod, we think we might, or would you like to be girl or boy, or how does that...
Well, at that meeting when I went in, I was trying to be like, thank you. I mean, because I'm an anorak for Dancing with the Stars. I love the show, but for me to do it, I was like...
Oh, are you?
Oh my God, I love it.
Who's the best previous champion?
Well, Ellen Keane is the one that should have won, I think.
Who's the best previous champion?
Jake Carter. I think he was incredible. I think him and Karen... I mean, Karen Danson was just... She was the one that got goosebumps when I met her.
Not Mairead Ronan then, huh?
I have to say Mairead.
No, you had your chance. No, you had your moment.
Absolutely.
Next time I see her, I'm reminding her of what you said.
She was incredible. And she's kind of like the legend around Dancing with the Stars, because she was the one that she was like, I can only commit to these hours. Like, she, because she was so busy, she had kids, she just had a baby, and she still won it.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, it is very impressive.
That's doing it high end. That's exactly. A SWAT team approach to Dancing with the Stars.
I was very much like, I'll throw everything at this, but I still lost.
Oh, you didn't lose. You made it through to the, like, you were Ireland and Italia 90. You were, though. You know, we all loved you. It was great crack. We got to wear the jersey. You know, you got to the quarters.
No, I loved it. I did. It was a really fun time. Like, I'll never have that experience again. It was really special.
So are you back now at the day job?
Yeah, I was never not doing the day job.
So, you were gigging at the
time? I was gigging all the way through, yeah. So we'd do our camera runs on a Saturday afternoon, and then I would go do a show wherever it was and come back that night and then be in at, you know,
that's a long
hair
day.
And makeup at 9 o'clock the next morning.
That's a long day.
No, it's really nice when you're in the middle of something like that to do something you're good at. That's what I found. So because the camera runs, the way the week used to work was Monday you'd start, Friday you're best, you're incredible on a Friday, and then you go in on Saturday morning and you mess it up left, right and centre. Like, all of my camera runs were literally, oh my god, this, we have to do this on television tomorrow. They were dreadful. And then I would go and I would get to do something I was really good at.
And are you doing the whole thing counting? Are you going 1, 2, 3?
Counting? You name it.
Are you?
Yeah, like, your mics aren't on, so Stephen is literally shouting in your ear.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's like, on your left. And he's squeezing your hand and kicking your foot. And like, it's, they drag you through that kicking and screaming. Yeah. Yeah. He's brilliant. And they've so many little tricks. Like, if you've got to go on your right foot and you keep forgetting to go on your right foot, before you go on your right foot, you'll suddenly get a tap on your shoulder. And you go, ah, right.
So it's basically Pavlov in a ballroom.
Oh, exactly. It's, yeah, you're Pavlov's dog, and you're not even as intelligent as Pavlov's dog. You don't have the skills.
If people want to see you in person or buy a Spin Me Like a Princess t-shirt, where can they find it out?
GaroldFairley.com. And I will be, where am I? I'm Armagh tonight, Thurl is tomorrow. I'm in the Galway Town Hall on the 16th and Waterford on the 17th.
GarrodFairley.com. If you haven't seen Garrod live and in person, it is well worth doing. So, Garrod, thank you so much.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.